Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hey, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Okay, you guys know how we like to start off every episode, and that is with
What's on Your Face?
Let's start off with you, Kirby.
Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about that's on my face is a true game changer. This thing, I am truly in shock at how well it's been working for me. It's Beautystat Universal Vitamin C Skin Refiner. This product sold out on Violet Grey, which is their exclusive online retailer, in 24 hours when it launched last week.
That is so nuts.
And I'm always a little hesitant when people are like, sold out. Because I'm like, okay, then how many units?
Absolutely.
Can you please tell me? Was it 500? Was it 2,000? I don't know. But I'm a big fan of vitamin C in general. I really do think it's one of the best ingredients out there when it comes to skin and seeing, you know, actual changes and brightening your skin, you know, helping with texture. So the Universal C Skin Refiner is 20% vitamin C L-ascorbic acid. Say that 5 times fast. People are raving about it because it's supposed to help reduce the appearance of pores, help with fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, and redness. All things that I've been kind of dealing with the past month. I've been having the breakout from hell, could not pinpoint if it was just stress and a lifestyle change, or like, did I use a product that actually clogged my pores?
Was it your pillowcase?
Yep. Was it my laundry detergent?
The heat?
Yeah.
Did
change
you
in
eat
weather?
Something?
Yeah. Was there something? Are my hormones just completely out of whack at this point?
The planet?
Yeah. We don't. Yeah. Did Mercury being in retrograde really fuck up my skin? We don't know. Okay. And that's the thing that really sucks about breaking out. And I think that one thing I learned over this process, like sharing it on my Instagram, is that everybody thinks they have a cure for breakouts. And it's the craziest thing. I got everything from, have you tried a pimple patch, to cut out dairy for 4 weeks. It's such an overwhelming feeling thinking that, you know, because there's not just one way to fix acne. So I'm like, listen, I'm going to go give this a try. I was on Melrose Place on Friday visiting with my former boss, and we stopped by Violet Grey, and they had Beautystat inside the store. So I decided to buy it. It was $80. Okay.
An investment.
Beauty investment. Okay. We need like a jingle for beauty investment.
Because like the register
we
sound.
Say it all the time. Cha-ching. Yeah. Cha-ching. And I was like, you know what? F it. Let's do this. So they say to use it on clean skin, very similar to Augustinus Botter. Use it twice a day, 2 pumps a day. So 4 total.
So you're just using this, not with any moisturizer?
I am.
Okay.
So they say it needs to be applied to clean skin, but you can apply. They have like a moisturizer that you can buy along with it. They didn't have that in store. So I've just been using my Augustinus. I am now using the Rich Cream. Because I had both.
Because you're rich. Because
that's the goal. That's the goal of life.
Manifest.
I'm rich with personality. Let's put it that way. Okay. So.
Yes, you are.
We being me and my skin,
yeah.
Tried it out. And I swear to God, guys, I took a picture of how congested my skin was on Thursday morning, like straight out of bed. And I've been using this for probably, it's been 4 days now. My skin has transformed and I am totally attributing it. The only difference I have, like the only thing that I've changed is using this product. So I'm very satisfied with the results so far. It's only been 4 days. So we have 24 more days to go to see how this will really work.
Well, so far you look amazing. Your skin's glowing.
I'm like, holy crap. I just feel like I'm lifted. I feel like my pores around my nose look less noticeable. My pores on my nose look less noticeable. My melasma even looks a little bit more even toned, which is rare. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm totally a fan of this. And I really want to buy the moisturizer that they say is a complement to it because it sounds like it's a 1-2 punch. Yeah, it's a system. So yeah, I can't wait to try it out. But Beautystat, have you ever heard of this company?
No, I only heard about it when I got my Violet Grey newsletter in my inbox. And the packaging is pretty. It looks like a clinical brand.
Totally. I like the logo, but I had literally never heard about it. I just read an article about it on Birdie and thought, oh, okay.
Let's give it a try.
Great. Let's do it.
Well, I'm sold. I want some too now.
So I'm really obsessed with it. I gave the Dry Bar and It Cosmetics mascara a try. It's $25. So definitely like an investment for mascara in my opinion, but I really, really like it. I think the formula is great. I have had no flaking and no transfer to top or bottom lashes. I'm a big fan of bristle wands and bristle brushes just because I feel like sometimes with the rubber or silicone brushes, they give you too much product and then you have clumpy lashes, which defeats the purpose. I want fluffy, flirty, fan-like lashes. Yep. Give me like the doe eye. Mm-hmm. And so I naturally really like this mascara because of the brush. So big fan of that. And then I'm wearing Coco and Eve Sunny Honey Self Tanner. Girlfriend loves to be tan, but I shun the sun. I'm always in sunscreen. If you see me at the beach, it looks like I'm going to war because I have on like a helmet and a visor and a long sleeve and like anything else possible.
And then behind her is me with like an umbrella and sunglasses and a giant sun hat. So same.
Exactly. If I could like create a bubble for me to like walk to the beach in, that would be it. So I solely depend on self-tanning products to give me a glow. This is Coco and Eve is actually a hair brand, which I didn't realize. I'm not really familiar with them, but I thought the packaging was super cute. Packaging really does make a huge difference on whether or not you're going to try a product.
100%.
So I give them credit for that. But I actually tried it out Saturday night before I went to the Peach Pit pop-up. Fox and Pop Sugar put on this pop-up on Melrose to support the new 90210 series that's coming out. And I had a blast. It was so much fun. And I had like this beautiful like glow going on, but I think it developed really quickly because then later on I went to Tramp Stamp Granny's, which is Darren Criss's piano bar in Hollywood for the first time. And
I just love that name.
First of all, I have to have an event, like a Los Angeles event or Kerboween. Something has to happen. Like I can't not have something happen at this bar.
I'm dying to go.
It's truly so much fun. Everybody's just singing and laughing. And this person accidentally spilled an entire beer on my right arm. And I was like, well, I'm going to have like an albino arm and then like super tan. But I guess it developed so quickly that I didn't have to worry about it. So the next day I didn't have any streaks, nothing. I was super impressed. The color, it's more of a violet base. So you're not going to look orange. I tend to lean towards shades that are more like have a violet undertone or a green undertone. And this is more on the violet side, but I just feel like it looks super, super natural.
Yeah, you look great. I mean, when you walked in here, I was like, Kirby, what'd you do this weekend?
She did ask me about my glow, so yeah, I was really amazing. Psyched about that.
That's great that it's beer test approved.
Beer test approved.
Which just means that it's probably a great self-tanner for those college peeps.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you just like to drink.
Yeah.
Go to Elefante on the weekend and like, you know,
use your drink on. Use your Coco and Eve.
Get tan and get drunk. That's your new tagline. Enjoy. Okay, Sarah, what's on your face?
Okay, so I keep talking about this brand. I hate talking about it only because it's not available in the States yet.
Womp, womp. Womp, womp.
Price is Right horn.
Or whatever it is. I can't do it.
So I'm wearing the new Sunny's Face Lip Dip product. It is their super creamy lipstick. It goes on like a cushiony mousse, and then it finishes more like a tinted balm. But it lasts, maybe not all day, but it lasts a while for a creamy moisturizing lip. What I love most about it is just how comfortable it feels on my lips, and I love the way it looks. It really, truly looks like just a, I don't know, what does it look like to you?
I feel like it just looks like your natural lip color.
Yeah, like a kind of like a lip stain.
Yes.
And that's also something that I love about Sunny's Face is that the color range, they're all super wearable shades.
Yeah.
That I think just kind of look natural on you.
Exactly. It looks like an enhanced version of your lips. Like, I wouldn't look at you and be like, oh my God, she's wearing lipstick.
Right.
Which I like.
Yeah. But they do, they definitely have some like brighter and bolder colors.
Yeah, they have like the reds.
The reds and stuff. But I think what they do amazing is they're like everyday wearable shades. Like, they're berry colors and stuff like that. So,
love.
Big fan. Martine and Co., Sunny's Face, get your shit overseas because
please,
people keep asking and they want it. They want it bad.
Yeah, so, and a lot of makeup artists love Sunny's Face. Like, Patty Dubroff is a huge fan.
Yes, yes. And so, Jane Hughes also uses it. Yeah. And then also our friend Beauty is Boring used Sunny's Face in this amazing Allure story that she
did. Yeah, was it?
With Sable wrote it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I loved that. It was a really great editorial.
Yes, so she used Sunny's Face, which was awesome.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Okay, I am also wearing a new sunscreen.
Ooh.
We love sunscreen on this podcast.
Yes, we do.
It is by Kula, and they made this new mineral sun silk creme.
Creme.
It's not a sun silk cream. It is a creme. There is an accent on that E. Yes. It is an oil-free it is an oil-free creme that you can see. I have the product here. It's very milky.
Yep.
It's supposed to go on sort of transparent, and it protects against everything, UVA, UVB, that blue light that we all are now scared of.
Blue light.
And protect our eyes and our skin. Like, hey, what is it going to do to
us? I have the blue light glasses.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
But like, well, TBD if it's like actually something to be concerned about.
TBD in like 20 years.
Yes.
To see if this actually, if it actually works too.
Totally.
Who knows? Infrared and pollution. It has niacinamide and plant stem cells. So it is a moisturizing sunscreen. So there's skincare built into it. And I honestly just love the finish. It really goes on like a transparent veil, which is how they describe the product. You can get it on Sephora. This is truly the first day that I'm wearing it. So far, so good.
Great.
It's got SPF 30 in it.
Love.
If you're looking for a new organic sunscreen creme. This could be it for you.
We're big fans of Kula. I think in terms of just what they have to offer, like, their specialty is sun protection.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we typically trust a lot of with them and like Super Goop, Elta MD.
Totally.
Okay. What is the last product you have on
your face? The last product I want to talk about is Benefit Cosmetics' new Hello Happy Flawless Brightening Foundation. So last year they launched the Hello Happy Soft Blur Foundation, which was more of like a fluid foundation.
Yeah, like a tint.
Yes, it's super, super light. And they used the same technology to develop this more medium coverage liquid foundation. So it contains the photochromic pigments, which brighten your skin in any lighting, and is also great for photos. It has flower acids to help boost radiance and hyaluronic acid, which, you know, we love, also love on Glass Angeles,
yep,
helps attract the moisture to your skin's surface. And then it's got SPF 15, which is always a plus when other things that you're putting on your face have sunscreen built into it.
Totally. It shouldn't be your sole sunscreen.
Thank you for saying that. Just a reminder, guys.
Just a little reminder. So, I'm curious. So when Hello Happy launched last year, like the tint, they had 12 shades.
Yes.
And the reason being, because we were like, well, you know, if I'm going to write about this, I need to know why you only have 12 shades. Because at this point, Fenty had launched and like the revolution had started. So I was told from the brand that it was because the pigment in the Hello Happy was able to cater to like different undertones and and different skin tones in general.
It's that photochromic pigment.
Yes. So they were able to keep it at 12 without having, because also this is not, that was not a full coverage foundation.
Right.
That was like a tint. So you could apply it and it was easier to match with different tones versus like a more heavier duty foundation.
Yes. I believe that this one still only 12? Has 12 shades. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you're right.
But maybe because of that same technology, you could be, you know, like I am a shade 6, but I could also wear a 5 or a 7
sort of thing. And I remember last year they also were saying that they had more deeper shades, like in the spectrum. So it was like,
it's true.
I think like 3, 3, 3.
Yeah, it was like evenly distributed.
Yeah.
The spectrum. Yeah. So I personally love the finish of this foundation.
It looks great.
Thank you. I have drier skin, so I always love like a hydrating formula, and this is definitely super hydrating, and it has kind of a glowy satin finish. So, big fan.
I have it. I can't wait to try it because it's been a foundation frenzy.
Sure has.
Foundation frenzy, people. I can't even begin to tell you. I really want to write a story about why you see similar products being launched by every single brand. There's a reason behind that, right? It's like the labs basically come up with stuff and they're like, okay, we have this opportunity for you.
Like trend reports.
Yeah. I feel like the labs are the ones behind the scenes calling all the shots. So like, it's really rare, in my opinion, that a brand is like, we have this idea. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
So, because I'm always thinking, at one point it was like all coconut oil, and at one point it was all CBD. But I'm surely like the labs that they work with are like, okay, we came up with this new ingredient, or this is going to be the new hot thing for 2020.
Totally. And I think it also has a lot to do with Rihanna and Fenty.
Yep.
And the Fenty effect, quote unquote. I think because she, you know, upped the bar with the foundation range, everyone is trying to get in on the game, and also in a great way, I think, you know, be more inclusive. So I definitely have been getting a lot of pitches about brands expanding their range, which is great. But to your point, I'm getting a lot of pitches of just like new formulas in general.
Totally. So just, I mean, we have a list right here. So we had Pat McGrath Labs launch Hearst like serum foundation, which is truly probably one of my top three at this point.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with it. Flesh just launched a new foundation.
Yes.
Urban Decay launched their new foundation. Fenty comes out August 15th. Anastasia Beverly Hills, Maybelline. It's just like, I mean, we just talked about Benefit.
There's also like, there's a brand called Orke, which is catered to just Asian skin tones.
Oh, like, yeah.
People are getting really, really specific with the foundations, which I think is great because, you know, it used to be like slim pickings.
Totally.
And you only had like 10 shades to pick from.
Totally.
So it's great, but it's definitely overwhelming.
Very overwhelming. It's like, okay, I want to buy this Pat McGrath foundation. It's $60. Okay, there's this other foundation that's only $25. But like, how do I even pick a foundation? And side note, we've just dived into beauty news. I don't think we have formally announced that, but this is our beauty news section. So the foundation frenzy, so to speak, you know, Sarah tried out the new Fenty foundation.
Yes.
We both have tried it out. What were your thoughts?
So I was really excited when they came to me and sent me the sample because I, again, like I said, have dry skin. So I love a hydrating formula. And this was their foray into that because, as Kirby knows, the original Pro Filter longwear foundation is super matte. And this was their Pro Filter hydrating longwear foundation. I liked it more than the original one. I did think that it was more hydrating. I do prefer a glossy, glowy, dewy finish. And so I was surprised because it was still a little bit more of a matte, like satin matte finish.
Yeah. So that's the thing that kind of got me, because I have tried to love the Pro Filter matte. It just doesn't work for me. It always seeps into my pores. It gets super patchy. I remember one time I was doing my own makeup for on camera and I had to redo it 3 times. I thought that maybe I messed something up with my skincare. I tried it with a primer. It just wasn't working for me. So not every product has to be for everybody, right?
Right.
And I know a lot of people that are obsessed with Fenty Pro Filter. So.
I mean, it's a bestseller on Sephora, and you look at all the reviews and it's like 5 stars.
So there's a reason why people love this product. It just didn't work for me as much as I wanted it to. So when I heard hydrating, I initially thought like the finish was going to be dewy and glowy. That was my initial, like when you hear hydrating, that's usually right. What you think of, right? So when I tried it this weekend, I actually posted. I'm like, is anybody else experiencing this? This feels matte to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use a lot. It was definitely full coverage, which I really appreciated. However, I got on the website to be like, okay, I need to learn a little bit more about this. And they talk about this. They say, Pro Filter fans have spoken and Rihanna has listened. For the first time ever, medium to full coverage meets serious long wear in a hydrating foundation with a perfectly smooth natural finish that lets skin look like skin. We're talking natural, not dewy, yeah. Like your skin just had a must-needed drink of water. So to that point, I think when you want a long wear foundation, it cannot be dewy.
Right.
Which or is moisturizing looking, at least, because otherwise, it's not going to stay on your face.
No. So when I tried it for the story and I took pictures, it looked a little bit glowier than I think what they were marketing it as.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I sent a picture to my friend Allison, who works at Fenty, she was like, wow, it looks really glowy on you. That's not what it's totally supposed to do, but like, great if that's your, you know, goal, which it is always for me. But I only applied maybe one pump and, you know, I go heavy on my skincare. And I also used their new hydrating primer with
yeah.
it, which we were talking about. And maybe that's, you know, the way to be successful with the Fenty Beauty longwear foundations mm-hmm. are to use their primers with it.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge primer fan, so I try to just focus more on my moisturizing technique as my priming.
Same.
And so there's a few things that I really liked about this product, the hydrating version. It really is longwear. Like, I had zero touch up. I went out that night. Did not need to touch up in the slightest. It did not move.
And I didn't put any powder on top. Did
Me either.
You?
Yeah. No powder needed. And I think that kind of adds to the idea that they want it to look natural. They want it to look like your skin. I applied it with my fingers because, you know,
yep.
Mother Pat has now converted me. So I applied it with my fingers and then I used one pump. It was enough to cover my whole face and part of my neck, which I was really psyched about. And I think that you just have to go into it knowing that this is still a long wear foundation. This is still...
Yeah, it's not going to give you the dewy finish that you maybe are looking for.
Totally. Like add a highlighter, add a cream highlighter, add an oil on top if you want it to look more glowy and have that sheen to your skin. But that's not what you're going to have when you use this product. On the website, there's this very beautiful model that's wearing it. And her skin definitely looks luminous, but it doesn't look dewy
right.
or glowy.
Which I was reading too, because I had to write it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the goal is always to look like, you know, healthy skin, but you don't want to be shiny or oily where you usually are. So,
totally.
You know, your T-zone. And so that's, I think, what this formula, this foundation does really well.
If you do have an oily T-zone, which I tend to have more often than not, Katie Jane Hughes actually had a great tip. And when she does makeup for other people or herself, she just applies a moisturizer around the perimeter of her face. Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
And then like a little bit towards the T-zone, like the middle of the face, but basically she just focuses on moisturizing the outside and then like using leftover on the inside. So that way, where you're naturally going to get oily in your T-zone, you don't have moisturizer adding to that effect.
Smart.
Which I thought was super smart.
Yeah.
So fun fact and easy tip.
Okay. So next in beauty news is Jackie Aina and Anastasia Beverly Hills has a palette.
Yes. So, you know, it's Leo season. Jackie Aina is a Leo. Is there a more Leo? Yeah, there's not a more Leo person than Jackie Aina.
Yeah.
Jackie.
Like, I was dying because she's been teasing it for a little bit. And I was like, what is it?
I know. I was like, she held this. I mean, she had her like super extra nails and she posted it and it was blurred out. And I'm like, what could that be? I'm like, a product that large has to be an eyeshadow palette, right?
Yeah.
But some people were like, maybe it's skincare because Jackie cares really, you know, about having really good skin.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys don't watch Jackie Aina, just
what are you doing?
Yeah, you need to put it on your regular viewing because I will put on her stuff while I'm getting ready just to hear her talk. I feel like I'm listening to a girlfriend when I hear her talk. So shout out to Jackie. I love that woman. She's fabulous. And she announced on her birthday, which was Sunday, August 4th.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
Happy belated, my girl. She collabed with Anastasia Beverly Hills. They basically reached out to her and presented her the opportunity. And she took it as a means to create her perfect eyeshadow palette. That meant like having shades that weren't going to show up as ashy or chalky on her skin tone. She has a deep skin tone. And honestly, I feel like if you have hazel eyes, this is going to be your dream palette because all of the shades, there's some pinks, there's like some redder tones. I love a good like burgundy, like copper type of eye, especially with my eye, the shade to my eyes. So she has some purples in there, which are really complimentary to hazel eyes. She like has this duochrome that's like a green shade, but it has like a little bit of bronze in it. I'm just super psyched to try this.
When does it come out?
It is online on AnastasiaBeverlyHills.com on August 6th today.
Okay.
Okay. And it's $48 and includes 14 shadows. I think it's supposed to be on Sephora.com and in stores on the 15th.
So excited.
I'm super excited about this.
Anything that Jackie Aina is behind, I am on board.
Sign me up. I loved her, like the highlighter pigment that she created. Jackie just knows. I mean, she has a great personality, but I love her backstory too. About being in the military and, you know, doing makeup for, like, you know, not being able to find somebody with her skin tone. And that's how she got into YouTube videos. Yeah. So,
and I feel like she is someone in the industry that she wouldn't just sign off her name on anything.
Oh, you know?
Like, I'm sure that she really made sure that all of the colors were right and, you know, that the whole palette as a whole was right.
Yep. She said she was working on it for a year. And so she has like her palette that she's had. And then she's been wearing it in secret. And now finally it's out. So we're very psyched for Jackie Aina.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it says here in stores and online with U.S. retail partners Ulta, Nordstrom, Sephora on August 15th.
Ooh, yes. Okay. So get those Ulta and Sephora points going. But yeah, we're big fans of Jackie. Jackie, come on the pod.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
I would absolutely love to talk to you about like literally anything.
Everything.
Any and everything.
Whatever you want to talk about, Jackie.
Okay, so we have talked a lot about makeup and skincare on this podcast, but we don't want to forget our hair.
No, because it's like super important.
Your hair, as Lady Gaga said, I'm as free as my hair. I don't really understand what that means, but I love that song.
Yes.
Way to go, Lady Gaga. I needed to throw in a Gaga reference. Why not? So today we want to talk about our favorite hair tools and hair products.
But not like shampoos or hairsprays, because there's another time for that.
Yes. And we would be here for hours.
Yeah.
So we wanted to really focus on things that you would invest in, which are the hair tools, curling irons, flat irons,
dryers,
clips,
towels.
Yes. Things that we use regularly. And trust me, we have tried so many different things. I think that these are probably like our creme de la creme.
Get out of here. But yes. Our creme de la creme, our faves, our must-haves.
I swear, if we do not create a pin or a patch that says creme on it, like, we are really failing at
our
jobs.
If we ever in the future, like, if someone's like, Los Angeles, let's make a beauty product, it would have to be a creme.
It would have to be a creme, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be like a gloss. What if it was like a shimmery body creme that like looked like you were sun-kissed?
I would want like a creme for the body.
Yeah.
But then like a creme for your lashes and a creme for your lips.
Yep. just creme all over.
Creme all over. Creme all over.
We've lost it.
I love it.
Okay, back to the hair.
Back to hair, people.
Let's start with our favorite brushes.
We're hair-brained. Okay, here we go. Brushes. I used to think all brushes were created equal, and that is really not the case. And I've had some brushes for actual, like, years.
Yeah.
One of my favorites that I'm going to talk about is the Sheila Schatz brush.
Oh my gosh, this is great if you have extensions too. Because that's the first time I learned about it is when I had extensions and I was trying to like brush my hair with, and people were like, no.
That is the only reason why I know about this brush. So I think it was like 2014. I got Great Lengths hair extensions at 901 for a video. And they gave me this brush with the extensions. And I still have it. It is my number one. Like the logo, I actually had to Google what this brush was because the logo is like fully come off of it. I'm like, what is this? I don't know. It's a $42 brush.
But you've been using it for years.
I've been using it for years. Like I'm never going to get rid of it unless it's like one of the little bristles pops out of it or something. It's just super durable. I still have hair extensions. I have the tape-ins now, and I can brush through my hair root to tip if I need and not have to worry about it like ripping an extension out of my head. It's just super gentle, but like gets the job done.
And it's probably a great detangling brush for just people who don't have extensions and just are looking for a great brush to detangle their tresses.
Yeah, all hair types. So maybe we should back up and talk about our hair types.
Yes, okay.
Okay, what is your hair type?
So I have super straight, smooth, fine Asian hair.
Yes. Brunette.
Yeah. Brunette. I don't have any extensions, but I did at one point and I love them. But now I'm back to my OG self. I also stopped getting highlights. So I'm really just trying to be
as good to your hair as possible.
Yeah.
The real you.
The real
me. If Sarah is the real her, I am fake as fuck.
That's not true.
Bring it on.
I feel like your root is your natural color. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So I have normally fine hair. I bleach it though because I'm a slave to highlights and I will never not be blonde. So I have to get hair extensions not only for volume, but I add a little bit of length to my hair too. Yeah. My natural hair length is, I'm like, where is a piece of my natural hair? It's like just below my collarbone.
And it's almost as long as, I mean, because you get extensions for fullness.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yep. I just didn't want two big plates of hair sitting on my shoulders. So
and who?
Yeah. On Coach Tran. He's amazing.
Does an amazing job. Your hair looks like your hair.
Yeah. And people never realize that I have tape and extensions, but my hair is definitely color treated. I would say the extensions have helped the health of my hair tremendously because I'm not bleaching my actual hair. I'm bleaching my hair extensions.
So true.
And the tape-ins are less weight. Like they're not as heavy as the individual like keratin bonded ones. Yeah. I'm actually getting them redone this week. I get them redone every 8 weeks. And I highly would recommend On's brand, which is a collab with Extensionology. They're called the Lived In Hair Extensions. And they have a root on them. They match every hair color out there. I'm just a huge fan.
Awesome.
So those are our hair types. So you know that when we're talking about these products, what exactly we're looking for.
Okay, so next on our list of favorite brushes are brushes from Kristen S.
Kristen S. killed it.
She really did. And the best part about it is that it's from Target. And
yeah,
so
man.
They're super affordable. They're so pretty.
Yeah.
Great on your vanity.
Rose gold.
And she makes like all of the different kinds of brushes you could need.
I love her combs. Her wide tooth combs are great.
Same.
If I put in a hair mask.
Same.
I keep hers in my shower actually just to brush through my hair. I use a lot of Olaplex and stuff like that. And it's like a staple in my shower. I'm a really big fan.
I think that there's this notion that you have to spend a lot of money on hairbrushes.
No.
Like Mason.
Mason Pearson brushes are so expensive. It's like
it's lovely to have.
Yes.
And I'm sure it is,
beautiful.
You know, beautiful, great quality. But Mason Pearson is $240. I mean, there's one that's $110, their detangling brush, but it's $200 for hairbrushes.
I truly feel like you're paying for the craftsmanship and the name of that product, not necessarily that it's like leaps and bounds better than, I mean, like I said, I use the Sheila Schatz one. There's also wet brushes that I think are great. Like that's another brand that we have on here.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like I get the same benefit of using on my wet hair versus you know, the Mason Pearson. Do I have a Mason Pearson? Yes. I feel like if you're a beauty editor.
Yep.
It's just.
It's standard.
Yep.
Someone has given you one at some point in your career.
Uh-huh. But, and I even feel like at the beginning of my career, so many experts were talking about, oh, the Mason Pearson brush. And now it's not like
so much.
Much of a staple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you are looking for good quality, affordable, pretty brushes, Chris Ness has got you.
If you like to, you know, go against the rules and brush your hair from root to tip while it's wet, a wet brush is a great option because it's going to make sure that your hair isn't being compromised. When your hair is wet and you brush it aggressively, you're risking a lot of things. Breakage, stretching out the hair cuticle to the point that it's going to cause more breakage in the long run. It's just not good for your hair, but the wet brush is made to be used on wet hair.
Yes. I also want to shout out Tangle Teasers.
Oh, yeah. Tangle Teasers,
which
great.
I also like to use on if I am going to brush my hair when it's wet. And also great for travel.
The little
for the beach.
Yeah. The little covers that come on them. Mm-hmm. Big fan. I drop like it's that's the one brush that I have in my all my suitcases.
Yeah. I love it. They're big also fan. Really cute.
And then we have to shout out Drybar.
Yes.
We love Drybar brushes.
They're full pint brush, yep. Which is what, or maybe the half pint.
I like the half pint.
You like a half pint?
Yeah.
I like a full pint. I like a, even though I'm not from Texas.
Bigger barrel?
I love a big barrel.
Girl.
Because I feel like my hair gets really, I need help in the volume department.
Okay.
And so when I am blowing out my own hair, I like to use the bigger barrel. But I was going to say, this is what inspired the mascara.
Yeah. Yeah, that's brush. What the mascara looks like. It looks like the brush, the pints.
Yeah. So I love Drybar's brushes.
Okay. Moving on. Let's talk about curling irons. I'm a big fan of curling irons over wands and over flat irons.
Same.
And so why are you the same?
Well, I have been curling my hair since the sixth grade. So I have always used, I wish I remembered my first curling iron. It was probably a hand-me-down from my sister or my mom. But I think it was like 1 inch. It was so small. And I would curl my ends out so that they flipped out.
Cute.
You know? Very, like, I don't know, like Jessica Biel.
Oh my God, like Seventh Heaven.
Yep, It was just like really cute. But I just love a clip. It's just so much easier for me to use. Same. I have tried to use wands and maybe I'm just not patient enough to learn, but I feel like I am burning my fingers all the time. I can't get the like direction right.
I also think wands are not universal in that if you have short hair, wands are really hard to use on yourself.
Yes, especially like, in the back of your head.
Yeah, the back of the hair and just making it look like a wave. Like if you're using a wand, you want a wave, right? But when I had short hair, like shoulder length hair, I would try to use a wand and then my hair would just look kinky. Like it was like flipping out in different directions.
Like you purposely crimped it or something.
Yes, almost like a crimp. Yeah. That's exactly it.
I want a beachy wave.
Yeah, I'm like, I want lived in hair a la Anko Tran, not like this mess.
Like so, 80s crimp.
Yes. So there's a time and a place for a crimp. That's not my everyday look. Sorry. No. Mm-hmm. So I think wands are just not user-friendly. I get asked all the time, what's your favorite wand? I'm like, invest in a good curling iron.
Yeah.
So we have a few favorites. When I wave my hair, I use a curling iron and I leave the ends out. And I alternate the direction that I'm going. Mm-hmm. And that's like a really easy way to create a nice, like natural wave.
Yep.
Beachy situation.
What's your favorite or your go-to curling iron?
Ooh, I never say this brand right. Is it Babyliss or Babyliss?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm like,
I want to say Babyliss.
You can buy them on Amazon, Target, Ulta. Like,
right. And you're a 1 inch girl.
I like a 1 inch. Okay. I feel like I take bigger pieces, depending on the look I want, I'll take bigger sections of hair with the 1 inch, or if I want them a little bit tighter and to last a little bit longer, I'll take smaller sections. Mm-hmm. But I love a good 1 inch.
Okay. It's so you like the Babyliss.
Yeah. The Babyliss, Babyliss, I don't know. Yeah.
DM us on the pronunciation.
Come on, Babyliss. Let us know. It's $50. And
I think that's a good number.
I think it's a great price point, and I also think that I've had mine for years. It lasts. I've had mine for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, people who buy curling irons like every year or every few months.
I really want to know what you're doing. Yeah.
Also, There is an option on most curling irons to go to like 400 degrees, but do not do that.
No.
That is not, you do not need to be burning your hair at that temperature. It is just there because I feel like, it's like, you know, a car where you can go up to however many miles per hour, but no one's ever doing it.
No. Like, save your hair.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to avoid using heat styling as much as possible, so.
Or use a heat protectant if you are going to use a curling iron.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like with the 1-inch curling iron, I can get, my hair is also bleached, so it holds a curl for like days.
Yeah.
Like, I can, I think I wash my hair maybe twice a week, if that. Yeah.
We're going to have a whole episode on that.
It's crazy. And the curls stay.
Amazing. So I love the Hot Tools Marcel curling iron.
Girl, you're going to have to teach me because literally On was, I keep like promoting On, but he's my hairstylist. He uses the Marcel, but he's a professional.
I know. And I think that it's easier. It was meant to be a professional tool for stylists to use on other people. I don't think that it was made for people to, for their personal use.
So you figured out how to do it?
I did, because I go to Sal Hair, Sal Salcido, at Nova Arts Salon downtown.
He's and the best.
So when I got my hair chopped off a few years ago, he was trying to teach me how to do the wave, and he, you know, would do it in different directions or whatever. And he was using a Marcel, and I was like, I don't care what you're using. Tell me, and I am going to try to recreate this at home. So Hot Tools sent me a Marcel. I burned myself probably like 10 times, like, in the learning process. But I swear to you, it is the best curling iron. Oh, I mean, that's what everyone uses.
It's what every professional uses. There are so many, you know, tutorials on Instagram and on YouTube and stuff like that. I would love to master it. I just...
It's scary.
It takes some time.
For people who haven't used a Marcel before or have never seen one, you can clip it so it locks like a curling iron with a clip. But the best part about it is that it's like, it just moves the direction that you want to move and it's not locked in.
Yeah.
Is that... I'm like...
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't... I don't know if y'all like understand that.
Yeah.
But look up Marcel iron.
Yeah.
Google it. Because it definitely looks different than your traditional curling iron.
It's just like you are able to...
It's more fluid?
It's more fluid. Like, you can control the wave. We're both like moving, we're surfing. We're like, this is going to really help our listeners with understanding what a Marcel curling iron is. But anyway, but it does take a while to use. I gave my sister a Marcel curling iron for Christmas, and she totally got mad at me because she burned herself so much. And she's like, I cannot use it. So it's not for everyone, but I love it. And when I'm not using the Marcel, I'm using the T3 single pass curl, which is their curling iron with a clip. And that is great.
It's a T3 twirl convertible interchangeable clip.
It's really hard to say.
It is. But it's basically the base, and it comes with one additional like curling iron head. Mm-hmm. And then you can buy additional attachments. So I have like the 1-inch, the 1.2 inch. I have like whatever the bigger, fatter one is. I have that. I just think it's brilliant because you just need one base. You don't need like three different tools. Yeah. You just replace the head and you're good to go. T3 products, I remember writing about them in like 2012 because they had come out with the rose gold collection, like the white with the rose gold. Mm-hmm. Everybody copied them, but they were like truly the first ones to really hop on that train. Mm-hmm. And they've stuck to it. It wasn't a fad for them. I just think they're beautiful.
They're such beautiful products and they work so well.
Yeah.
I love T3's curling irons too. And for those of you who are wondering, I use like a 1.25. That's my barrel size. For my wave.
For your wave. Kristen S. also makes a great curling iron.
Yeah, she does.
And it's affordable. And it's a Target.
Next, we're going to talk about straighteners. I have not touched a straightener since college.
Same.
Remember like when it was really cool? Yes, the Chi. And remember it was really cool to have like stick straight hair?
Look at my high school photos. Emily Young, one of my best friends to this day. I remember she told me she bought this new flat iron that's changed the world. It was the Chi, the OG from Farouk Systems.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, this is my life now.
Yeah.
I have to have long stick straight hair.
I'm born with stick straight hair and I still straighten my hair. Like Why? Wow. And I had like really fat highlights, you know, as one does when you're
one does.
18.
Like Kelly Clarkson style.
100%.
American Idol, early aughts.
Yep, yeah. Yep. And yep, super blonde. And then, yeah, so I will show you a picture.
I'm sure your parents were like, why are we getting her?
They loved it. They loved it.
Of course they did.
They were like, wow, I love my Asian daughter with these bright bleach streaks in her hair. And then she got it, went and got her nose pierced. And I was really proud of her.
You had your nose pierced?
I did. I had my nose pierced freshman year of college. I went to UC Santa Barbara and they had a piercing salon called Precious Slut.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, so me and my best friend Hode, we went and got matching nose piercings. And my mom was like, I'm going to stop paying for your tuition.
Oh my God. My mom and dad threatened to not pay for my tuition if I had any tattoos. And now I have 8 piercings in my ears and I keep wanting more.
Yeah.
And Brian Keith Thompson, who has pierced both Sarah and I asked him one time, I'm like, what should I do? I don't have really a preference. He's like, let's do your nose. But I was like, I've always wanted to pierce my nose, but yeah. I'm like, is this going to, I still.
You're like, is my mom going to get mad?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, is my mom, Janet. Literally, anytime I get a new piercing, my mom's like, seriously, the last one. I'm like,
but you have no tattoos.
I have no tattoos.
I don't have any tattoos either.
I almost drunkenly got a tattoo a month ago. It was after we saw this band called Yachtly Crew. It's a yacht rock band at the Viper Room. I got like super... I was getting turned, okay, singing 80s yacht rock. Mm-hmm. And I told Patrick I wanted to go across the street and get a Mickey Mouse tattoo on my wrist.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
I'm like, listen, as a human being that works with Disney and aspires to work with Disney even more, that would have been a very poor form. So congratulations to me for making that decision to
let's
not
wait until
do it.
You're like... Disney employee.
Yeah, let's wait until like Disney actually hires me to like host a parade or something.
And then we'll get those ears.
Okay, great. We'll do that. We'll do a commemorative moment.
What were you talking about? Straighteners.
Oh my God. On that tangent. But yes. Yeah, so you have straight hair.
Yes, I have straight hair and I don't usually ever use straighteners. I don't even use flat irons when I'm like curling my hair. I know some people like to do
that. People love that.
People love it. And I love watching YouTube and Instagram videos of people doing a wave with their flat irons.
Because I can't do it.
I can't figure it out.
Can't do it. Just
yeah.
Not a skill I was ever going to learn. Mm-mm. It just wasn't for me.
To each their own, but not for us.
Yeah. So
do you use straighteners?
No, I mean, I remember I tried really hard to learn the wave with a straightener, but I just kept on getting creases in my hair.
Right.
And I would have to start all over. It just wasn't worth it for me. But
we still have some recommendations.
We do, because there are some, I think, that are superior to others. Especially if you like to straighten your hair.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have like frizzy hair and
yep,
100%. You want to just get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of GHD. I think that they're probably like number one on my list of straighteners. They just really kill the game.
Yeah.
They look great. They are totally effective. Like they deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot of them come with a little cover, like silicone cover.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So
great. And we were just at a GHD event with Justine.
Yeah, Justine Marjan.
And if Justine Marjan, you know, signs off on a hair tool, you know, it's probably
legit.
Great. Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't use this product, but I recommended it to a friend of mine who has curly, frizzy hair. And it was the Drybar Brush Crush Heated Straightening Brush. This came out, I believe, last year. And she loves it.
Great.
She has a chi straightener, has been using it, I think, since probably she was like 12. But this is a brush that she likes to use as well. So you've probably seen it.
Is it similar to like the Revlon brush that blow dry, like also kind of similar to one of the Dyson attachments?
Yep. Okay. Exactly. So it helps straighten your hair, but it also helps smooth your locks and gets rid of frizziness. It has ionic technology, so it seals the cuticle and then it makes your hair really shiny. And it's okay to use on damaged or color treated hair.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then it's that buttercup yellow color that Drybar is famous for.
Yay.
So it's super cute.
Next up, hair dryers. I think one of the most common questions I get is about hair dryers what I would recommend. That's because most hair dryers are an investment.
And they are not created equal.
No, they're not. I think like if you're in a pinch and you do need a good hair dryer, run a Target and grab one. I know that Kristen S., we keep promoting her, but like her products look good and they will last.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly think the ones that we have on our list are like the supreme top of the list, A-list
the ones that
hair dryers
we recommend, but also the ones that hairstylists use on us regularly and recommend as well.
Yep. And they have this staying power. They're not going to, you know, crap out on you after a year. Like, they have a good shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
First one, I mean, if you guys follow me, then you know what this is. It's the Dyson Airwrap. It's not technically a hair dryer. It's like a styling tool, but all of the pieces that it comes with dry your hair while using them. And it also comes with an attachment, like a hair drying attachment.
Yeah.
So they sent me the hair dryer when it first launched in 2017. And I did a video where I tested it because it says it's supposed to cut your hair drying time in half.
Mm-hmm.
It did. It cut it down from like 15 minutes to 6, which was awesome. It does take some time to kind of learn how to maneuver it because the base of it is so much longer than any other hair dryer.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that if you invest in this product, because it is expensive.
It's an investment.
The dryer alone is $400, and then the air wrap is like $500 or $600, depending on what accessories you get with it.
So the Dyson Airwrap, the complete system that we were both sent.
Yep.
Thank you, Dyson.
Yep.
How much is that?
$600. Like $538 without tax.
But it's coming with like
8 attachments.
Yes. So you can literally, like, you don't need to use anything else.
Like, I think that if you are in the process of trying to decide, do I want the hair dryer or do I want the air wrap? Go with the air wrap because it's going to include the attachment for the hair dryer anyways. And the hair dryer alone is $400.
Right.
So you're getting essentially 8 different tools.
Unless you're someone who just doesn't style their hair.
Yeah.
Likes to just, yeah. So before I got the air wrap last week and I had never tried it before, I'm like a stan for the Supersonic hair dryer.
Yeah.
I use it on myself. Matt uses it all the time.
Yeah. It's a great product.
Ollie.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Such a
the most bougie dog.
Yeah, I know. Ollie. He's like napping in the corner.
He's napping like, next to his pillow with that has his face on
with,
it.
With his Dyson Supersonic and then his Whey shampoo.
Oh my God. What, he's going to be getting sponsored content like requests sooner or later.
But yeah, but and then I used the Airwrap for the first time and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
This is, I like had so much fun playing with all of the attachments.
It's actually enjoyable to use. When it launched last year, my friend Dahlia, who is a VP at Freeform, I was doing Kirby Tries with Freeform and they reached out, like we had this whole programming calendar and Dahlia's like, hold the phone. We have to get this product and you have to test it out. And so I tested it for the first time on set and it was like a learning experience. I'm like, okay, I can blow dry my hair straight mm-hmm. with the brush. Then I use the barrels to give me a wave or a curl. There's two different sizes and then two for each side of your head.
Yes.
Because of the Coanda effect, which mm-hmm. To this day, I'm like, am I going to name my child Coanda?
Me too.
Effing love that name. Coanda.
Coanda and Creme.
Yeah. Coanda and Creme. That's like our blog.
Yeah.
If we were like circa like 2007. Coanda and Creme. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
But I just think it's brilliant. There's literally nothing else. A lot of people are like, why buy, you know, the Airwrap when you can get the Revlon product for like hundreds of dollars
totally
less?
Totally different.
They're totally different. They are totally different. Like, I can use this Airwrap and create the volume and body that I want. And make it look like I went and got a blowout.
Yeah.
Because it gives me the lift and height that I need because of the way that it's infusing the air to the root of my hair. Yes. You cannot do that with just a brush that dries your hair.
It's also amazing for people who are busy and just hate doing their hair, like drying their hair and then styling their hair because you can use it when your hair is, I think, 70% wet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's meant to be used on damp hair.
Totally.
So yeah, it just cuts some time.
Cuts some time is super, you have to practice with anything like this that's brand new. You know, take your time, learn really how to use it. It's not for everybody, but the people that I have recommended it to have been so satisfied and have thought this was an investment that they needed to make. It's Dyson. So it has a 30-day money back guarantee. If you don't like it within 30 days, send it back. There's also like a 2-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So like any Dyson product, you know that you're safe mm-hmm. if anything happens to it.
Yeah.
I'm just a huge fan.
And you just really can't beat the innovation of it.
No,
there's
I know.
Just
there's
no other,
nothing else.
There's no other product out there that can do what this product does. So if you don't want to spend $600 on a hair tool, I 100% get you.
Totally. I feel you on a deep level.
Yeah.
I honestly was like waiting because I knew they were going to send it to me because I shot this video in October of last year.
Right.
But because we bought it with Freeform's money, Freeform obviously got to keep it.
Sure.
But people are like, why aren't you using this all the time? I'm like, because.
Yeah. And I feel like the loser beauty editor. I'm literally the last person to ever try it because everyone was like, so what'd you think? And I was like, I've never tried it.
I mean, that's the thing too. And it's like, we get sent so many products that it doesn't really make sense for us to go out and buy something like this of this magnitude. Because we're like, well, I have like 18 other things I need to try.
Exactly. And also like, I love my T3 curling iron and my Hot Tools Marcel iron.
Totally.
Like, I don't need this Dyson Airwrap, but am I going to use it? And do I love it?
I know this sounds so crazy, but part of me is like, I was like, I just know they're going to send it to me. Like, I can't.
If I just say it enough,
yeah, it's just like, gonna show I'm just going to put doorstep. It in the world. And then we had a meeting with Dyson, and I was like, listen, y'all sent it to somebody in the New York office. And
events are always in New York.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but I mean, I literally like probably sold. Not millions. I'm like, I sold millions of these for you.
Yes, you did.
Anyways, we are obsessed with the Dyson Airwrap. And you know what? Dyson products in general. My mom got a Dyson for Christmas, her hair dryer from my dad, and she cried. She literally cried. My mom has short ass hair. She does not necessarily need a hair dryer, but like literally, she thought I got it for her, and I'm like, no, dad did. And literally, she cried on the couch in my living room. Oh my gosh,
I forgot to tell you, when I Instagrammed my new Dyson, this is now a Dyson episode. When I Instagrammed my new Dyson vacuum, your mom,
what'd she say?
Replied to me and was just like, this is a life changing product. Like, the best product you'll ever, you know, invest in. So.
Oh my God. I love that Janet is like giving her own recommendations. Good. I love to hear it. Janet's super friendly with everyone. She loves to feel like she's in. She also like truly is. She's like, are you going to send me that? I'm like, lady. They sent it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we've gone off on this tirade of loving Dyson, there is another hair dryer that I think is just so effing smart. It's brilliant. It's just like mind blown when they had Chad Wood come to the office and show me how to use this product. I was like, dude, where has this been my whole life? It's the T3 Cura Lux hair dryer. It is brilliant because it has all the nice bells and whistles that like take care of your hair and all those good things.
Yeah.
However, don't you hate it when you're like using a round brush trying to get that height on your hair, but you have to like use both hands? And when you put down your hair dryer,
it's still going.
It's blowing all over the place. Yep. There's like effing like
hold it in between your legs.
Yes. And it's so annoying. But the Cura Lux pauses when you let go of it. It's just this smart. It's just a smart
hair dryer.
So smart. I'm like, I can't tell. And when people ask me about hair dryers, I'm always like Dyson, duh. But then I'm like, okay, clearly you might not want to spend that much money. Mm-hmm. The Cura Lux, I believe, is like the $200 range. Mm-hmm. So still an investment, but will also last. And I just think when it comes to innovation like that, the pausing, brilliant.
Totally. I use my T3 just as much as I use my Dyson Supersonic. There's technology in it that makes it cut your dry time, right?
Yes. And it's like, is it the ceramic or the infrared? I can't remember, but it's supposed to help to smooth your hair.
Yes. And I feel like I believe that. I feel like it does cut my drying time. And it's really pretty.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Gorge. That comes in white with rose gold. It comes with black and rose gold.
Yep.
I can't recommend it enough.
Same. Maybe we'll do like a giveaway.
Yeah.
T3 giveaway.
Let's do it.
Okay. And then lastly for hair dryers, I think you guys have probably heard or at least seen this product. It's the Harry Josh.
It's like a Tiffany blue.
Is it Tiffany blue or is it mint green?
It's like a mint green color.
Okay. I was like,
I feel like I like to think of it that way because it is like very expensive and pretty.
It's like the Tiffany's of
hair dryers. Yeah. So before, like when you see it, you're like, it's a Harry Josh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody knew it was Harry Josh because of the color. And I think that he really wanted to make something that was lightweight and not very loud, but still like packed a punch when it came to styling your hair. I've told many a person about this product and this particular hair dryer. And I'm just a huge fan.
Yeah. It is an investment.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you can only buy it at Dermstore.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So it's like a Dermstore exclusive. But from time to time, so it's $300. Mm-hmm. But from time to time, they will have these discounts where you can get it for like $200 or $250.
Yeah.
So like I would go on to germstore.com and like have an alert put on so that you know when it's available. But
and they have the two, right? The OG and then the now the light.
Yes.
Which is a little bit more inexpensive.
Yes.
I was like, how do I say this? A little bit.
Yeah. Again, we are just big fans of Harry Josh. He works on everybody. He's just like a really good guy.
And every hair professional hairstylist you see or talk to, they always have a Harry Josh dryer in their kit.
It's just, he's like friends with everyone, so he probably sent it to all of them, but they like all legitimately use it.
Right. Like, because they could be, they're probably sent tons and tons of hair dryers and they still prefer the Harry Josh. So.
Totally. I feel like the Harry Josh was the first hair dryer that created a cult following around it that people became obsessed with having.
Yeah.
Because it was like this luxe tool, but it looks so different from everything that was already on the market. Mm-hmm. So we're big fans of Harry Josh.
Big fans.
Okay, moving on.
Now we're going to talk about hair clips.
Hair clips.
Which I think everyone should be using if you're styling your hair.
Yep, I think hair clips are an underrated accessory. I have them, I buy them in bulk. I got sent the Drybar Hold Me hair clips.
Love those.
They have like these little clamps that basically just help to section and separate your hair. I use them every single day to either curl my hair or when I'm styling it with the air wrap.
And just to keep your hair out of your face when you're doing your makeup.
Yes, exactly. I'm a big fan of them. T3 also has this thing called the Clip Kit. Mm-hmm. And it's $20. It comes with like, I don't know, 20 bobby pins and then these four clips. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm not kidding. I think I have 20 clips in my hair drawer right now that I use because I travel with them. If I know I'm going to be on set and I need to do my hair in a video, I have them with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just a huge fan.
I have the Drybar ones that I like to use too. And then I like to use the Harry Josh.
Yeah.
The mint green.
The mint
Tiffany blue green.
Harry Josh ones are good.
Yeah.
I'm also a big fan of these clips. They're just called creaseless clips. And you probably have seen them if you follow Fashion Week or, you know, an award show. They look like little duck bills almost. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what I used to call them and until I realized they were called creaseless. But they look little duck bills.
I like duck bills.
Or maybe like little surfboards.
Yeah.
Surfboard. Little surfboards.
Little surfboards on your head.
Little surfboards. So they keep your hair out of your face, A. I actually wear them to the gym. So Orange Theory and Studio MDR. Because I do have curtain bangs, I keep my bangs from getting, you know, creased and crimped. Or like, you know, if I put them back in a high ponytail or whatever, they're going to be all over the place.
And you prefer to use that versus like a bobby pin because a bobby pin will leave an indentation.
Yes.
Oh.
From the heat and all that stuff.
Okay.
From sweating. So I use them. And I have people stop me at the gym being like, what is in your hair? And I explain that I use them to keep my hair from creasing. And they're like, brilliant. Where do I get these? You can't really buy them online. So Harry Josh does have some and I bought them on Dermstore. They are actually a lot larger than the ones that I prefer. But I'm telling you, anybody that does hair in this industry has these in their kit. We keep saying that, but they really are of importance.
Yeah. And that's what we're here for, living in LA.
Yeah. To tell you what's on set.
Yeah.
And what people are actually using. Mm-hmm. So Harry Josh actually used these on me. He did my hair. He recreated like Rose Byrne's like pin waves a couple of years ago on me. And so he used a bunch along my hairline to just set the hair. But like a lot of makeup artists will keep them in their kit to, you know, brush the hair out of the client's face.
Yeah.
They typically come in six packs of six and are around $15. I get mine from Namies or Nigel's. Mm-hmm. They're almost always sold out because people are obsessed with them. So if you are going there here in LA specifically to Namies or Nigel's to try to get them, call ahead and be like, do you guys have the creaseless clips?
I feel like a lot of people ask me how I wave my hair. And I think what people aren't doing is sectioning off their hairs and using clips. It's like, I feel like it's just a no-brainer. Like, you have to do it. Otherwise, your hair is just going to look flat.
Yeah, and it helps it to look more clean.
Because
sometimes I just see people, like, grabbing random pieces and then they're missing sections.
Yeah.
It's better just to section off the hair using, like, the bigger clips from, you know, Drybar or T3. And then twist the rest of your hair out of the way.
Yes.
And then focus on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, and work your way up.
It takes maybe, like, 5 minutes longer, but yeah. you will be so much more satisfied with the results.
Exactly. So get some clips. Fans of some clips. And then finally, we have hair towels.
Yes.
Which are huge. And caps. Yes. I kind of group these together, right?
Same.
So there are two brands that I am just...
We stan. We stan.
Am I saying this right? Aquis?
Aquis? I think it's
Aqui?
A-Q-U-I-S. So they are the originators of the hair turban.
Yeah, so they make these hair turbans. You know the tip that was floating around? I think like Michelle Phan said that she used Hanes cotton t-shirts mm-hmm. to dry her hair because it was less damaging than using like a regular towel to dry mm-hmm. her hair. And I was like, that's such a great idea. But the idea behind that is that it absorbs the water mm-hmm. from your hair more quickly. Mm-hmm. So then it dries faster and you can style it faster than normally you would.
Right.
So these hair turbans, they have this wicking fabric that helps absorb the water and then it dries your hair faster.
Yes.
So you just put your hair in it, twist it and go.
Yeah.
Like, you know, did you ever hear of like the turby twist?
No.
There was like this, it's like a, I don't know, you buy it on like HSN or QVC, but it was
it's like a microfiber towel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have them now at like different drugstores and stuff, but it was called the Turby Twist. And when I was little, I liked it because I was like,
the Turby Twist.
But so this is not necessarily like a brand new idea, right. But...
I think it's better for your hair.
Yes. Aqui has been around. I'm really hoping we're saying this properly. Aqui is the OG in this category.
Yeah. Obviously, you've seen all of the models with their hair in the big, you know, they're just using a regular towel mm-hmm. to dry their hair. And while it may look chic, it is really bad for your hair.
Yeah, the towel series.
It's too heavy. The towel series, thank you. It's too heavy. It's like pulling on your hair and it's not drying as quickly as if you were to use this Aqui hair turban.
They make turbans. They also just make regular towels that you can just wrap mm-hmm. and put away. But the goal is to be gentle to your wet hair and absorb as much water as possible. So then when you do blow dry it or curl it with an iron, you know, after you've let it air dry, it doesn't take, you know, that right. much time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love my Aqui. I have a couple and then I just wash every
couple days
yeah. and then I use the other one.
Same.
Next we have shower caps,
because I said I don't wash my hair that often, are a godsend for me,
but it has to be a good one.
It has
so
to be
which one?
Shower cap. Shower cap with three H's.
Yes. So shower cap.
Obviously they're beautiful. Yeah. A shower cap. They're beautiful mm-hmm. and they look fashion-y.
Yeah.
They look like designer shower caps. The problem is like I was using shower caps. I would steal them from hotels, you know.
Not the same.
Not the same. Not the plastic ones. Mm-hmm. Not the ones. Now there's the version that like looks like the 1950s version. That's like kind of like a little mushroom mm-hmm, head. Mm-hmm. And inside is like microfiber material.
Mm.
Which is interesting, but like still doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, they always got disgusting. They smelled, they were moldy because of the water. Hello. Yeah. It's like fabric and water. So I was just constantly throwing them out and getting rid of them. Shower cap, I have four. I have one in each suitcase and then two that I rotate when I shower. I shower every day. You're welcome.
Me too.
Great. Glad to hear it.
Glad to hear we have good hygiene on Los Angeles.
Love it. Love it. Listen, I don't enjoy showers. It's not something I like look forward to unless mm-hmm. I'm just like super stressed and need to decompress. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing it for you. Like there is a reason behind this.
Right.
Getting in to wash my body, mm-hmm. the end.
Yeah.
So these shower caps are great because they don't let any water in. It says that they repel water and that it's hydrophobic, meaning like the water like won't even stay mm-hmm. on the cap, which mm-hmm. is great. And they're antibacterial, so they're never going to smell. I mean, I've had mine for, I think, going on 4 years at this point, and I've never had a problem. They've never stretched out.
Yeah, I actually have one, too, and I wash my hair probably every other day because uh-huh. it's a little bit more fine, so it gets oily fast, and I do like the shower cap.
Yeah. It's just a really great – it's $43.
And it comes in, like, a lot of cute prints.
Yeah, they have so many different designs, so I think, like, if you or a friend of yours – or somebody you're trying to buy a gift for is obsessed with blowouts and they really want to preserve their blowout as best as they can, get them a shower cap. They will
be forever indebted to you because they're going to have it forever. And it's just going to, you know, preserve, you know, the money that they spent getting their hair blown out professionally. It is $43. I would say that's definitely a beauty investment for a shower cap because, yeah, there's like the plastic ones you can get at the hotels. And
but this is like, you just need one shower
cap. Yeah, you need something, one shower cap that's going to last you for years.
Yeah. So I think we covered everything you guys need to style your hair.
Yeah. If you have any suggestions for us or any questions about these products, hit us up on our Instagram. It's gloss_Angelus. Be friends with us.
Yeah.
We just had a giveaway where we gave away Skin Ink Tri-Light.
Maybe we'll give away a hair dryer.
I mean, we would love to do that. I think our goal with this podcast is not only to inform, but then to like help, you know, stock you guys up. We want to help expand your beauty closets. So,
but with stuff that we think that you really need.
Totally. Not oversaturate.
Right.
We're not just like here to like.
We're not here to sell you things.
No. I mean, if you end up buying them, which some of you have, by all means.
It makes me so happy.
I know. Someone just posted that they got the little mini kit of La Mer from the Nordstrom anniversary sale. Mm-hmm.
Heidi Crowley.
Like, go you, girl.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. It's our fifth episode of Gloss Angeles. You can find me at Kirby Johnson.
And me at Sarah Tan.
And please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Stitcher and on Spotify. Please follow us there. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We really look forward to reading your reviews. And when you review us, that helps to bump up our podcast so more people can hear us.
So bump us up.
Bump us up. All right, guys.
Thanks,
we will
guys.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.